Hey, it's St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's hanging out, having fun. Our next guest on the John Shustakoa Banker Hotline, she's definitely having fun. She's always having fun. Jill Drum is joining us from Fulton Brewing. She is on the hotline. And it sounds like, Jill, you guys over at Fulton have gotten together with the folks at Finnegan's and have been putting on a three-day, or actually it's a four-day St. Patrick's Day celebration.
You got it, man. You've caught me right in the middle of it. I'm sitting out back here, and I'm watching our bagpipers come walking in from the parade, so they're going to be performing in a minute. We're on the fourth day of our four-day celebration of St. Patrick's Day with our friends at Finnegan's.
All right, and it's the first time that you guys have done this, correct?
Yeah, we did green beer last year, but like being an actual kind of like Irish bar, Irish brewery tap room this year, this is definitely a new experience for us for sure.
And it's not just the fact that you're doing this and coordinating this and you're having fun, enjoying the 4 day of just overall just selling some great beer, but it's also going to benefit a great cause, and that's the Finnegan's Charitable Community Fund, right?
Yeah, we're working with the Finnegan's Community Fund. That's something that's always been a big part of Finnegan's as a company, to brew beer, to make into food, to give back to people in the community. And so we're donating portions of each Finnegan's pint sold this kind of weekend over the celebration back to the community fund.
All right, so according to a release that I saw, of this four-day event, you're talking about live music, the bagpipes. Have you ever played the bagpipes?
I've not played the bagpipes. I don't even think I've lifted one up. I have PTSD of working in bars in Chicago and like of bagpipes. So, but yeah, I'm watching them walk right in right now. Yeah, it's going to be a great time here in a couple minutes.
Well, I'm a little bit jealous because also I see that you guys have got like Reuben sandwiches, and I'm actually pretty hungry right now, and Chris is too. You got Crash for the Kids. You got the optional ear harp solos. It seems like you guys are having a lot of fun. And what time did this actually start? Did this start earlier in the day?
Yeah, we started as soon as the doors opened at 3 o'clock. We had some people dressed in green, ready to go. The band kicked off about an hour ago at 5 o'clock, and we'll be rolling until 10 tonight.
Okay, so Jill, we're talking to Jill Drum from Fulton Brewing here on the Late Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Do you typically get out on St. Patty's Day? Because I haven't in a few years.
I haven't in a few years. I'm a little bit past my bar going out age. I think we kind of both are there, Henry. But being a part of it and pouring beer with my bartenders has actually been a pretty fun time this weekend.
All right. So in this, I'm seeing some more information. The Finnegan's Irish Amber Ale, that's an interesting sounding beer to me.
Yeah, super light, super refreshing, amber in color. It's like what somebody thinks of when they think of like an Irish beer, and it's really great to be able to pour it at Fulton because people walk on up and they're like, oh, the Finnegan's. And while we have three Finnegan's drafts on right now, what they mean is that amber ale, light and refreshing, perfect for St. Patrick's Day, especially today, like patio, it's going to be great.
Well, you know, those are two brands that I think a lot of people love and appreciate, Fulton as well as Finnegan's. My question would be this. This is the first time that you guys have kind of collaborated and done this, correct? Would you look to possibly, just out of the success of this last 3 or 4 days, would you look to probably do something in the future, or is that still yet to be kind of determined?
Oh, absolutely. Now that Finnegan's has kind of found its home at Fulton Brewing with their taproom closure last fall, they've got a home here, and we are super excited to keep putting on all those traditional activities and festivities that they've done in the past with their brand.
All right, so everything's going to be going on until what time this evening?
10 p.m., Henry, so you got to come get your Reuben before 9.
Oh, till 10 p.m. I don't know. You know what? Chris can come by and get a Reuben. I actually need to be on a diet. I was just kind of giving you a little bit of crap.
I was going to let it go early.
I am hungry, though. I got to admit, I am a little bit hungry. But there's also something I want to talk to you about, Jill, and it's something that we talked about last year, and it's that time of year, the Fulton Pintwood Derby. Coming up here coming weekend, yeah, on March the 22nd. For the people out there that don't really know or can't remember from last year when we chatted what the Pintwood Derby is all about, give them a little bit of a really good description, because I think it's one of the coolest things I've seen.
Yeah, I think last year you kind of coined it like Fulton's March Madness. You saw our bracket on the wall and kind of got that idea. But basically what it is it's a nod to those Pinewood Derbies of past, of Boy Scouts past. We kick it up a notch to the brewery side. We sell kits throughout the last couple of weeks for folks to build their own Pinewood cars. And then we have a 45-foot track that we lay out in our tap room on next Saturday because we just didn't get enough sun this weekend. So we're going to kick it off next Saturday, March 22nd. And it's a full double elimination Pinewood Derby race. 56 teams will be competing. It's free for folks to attend. We are sold out of the kits, but we've got beer flowing, kids' food going. It'll just be a lot of fun and excitement for folks to come out on a Saturday.
All right, so on the website it says limited edition growlers of Pintwood Derby Danny Sparks Lime and Salt Blonde Ale will be available for purchase. That sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah, so we've got a new beer for Danny Sparks is the MC of our event. He is full of race lore and history. So it's kind of one of those, if you know, you know, and if you don't, come out. But we've got a lime and salt Lonely Blonde. It's just got a touch of sea salt, a little zest of lime in our regular Lonely Blonde beer, and it is really good, and we will have limited edition cans, and I'll save one for you.
Oh, my goodness. Save me one, because Lonely Blonde, as you and Justin know, that's one of my favorite beers that you guys do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so I guess I'll ask this. Because the theme at the start of the show was being unlucky. Because typically when you think of St. Paddy's Day, right? Like, you think about being lucky, right? Everybody's wearing green. You think about going and having some drinks, some beers, maybe getting hammered and having a sober ride. Or just, you know, at the end of everything, getting lucky. Whatever getting lucky means to you. I'm not saying that everybody is running around randomly having, you know, relations. I'll put it that way. But the bottom line is this particular baseball team that we love, the Minnesota Twins, got unlucky yesterday with the news of Royce Lewis being out to start the season with a strained hamstring. Give us a little bit of luck today because we need some luck, Jill.
Oh, I'm sending it all your way. I'm cheers and a pint. I hear bagpipes in the background right now. I think they're pushing for some good luck for the Twins. We definitely want that being right next to Target Field this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, for more information about the Pintwood Derby, go to fultonbeer.com/latest/Pintwood Derby. You guys have fully got all of the spots taken up. 56 cars have already pre-registered, but people can stop by, enjoy the day's events, and it won't cost them a dime, correct?
Correct, not unless they want a beer, but free to watch.
Absolutely. Hey, Jill, I appreciate it, and St. Paddy's Day. Happy St. Paddy's Day to you.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Henry. We'll talk later.
All right, take care. That's Jill Drum joining us here on The Lake Show.